When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me tell you who I am. I am a survivor, a teenage mother, a welfare recipient, and a woman. I am a teacher, life coach, minister, lawyer, and author. I've had my share of breakups, breakdowns, and breakthroughs. I did my work and put my life back together piece by piece. I am Iyanla Van Zandt, and I am here to help you do your work.
We are in Los Angeles, California. They call it the City of Angels. This is a story about being weighted down. What weighs you down can also keep you stuck. And that's the story we're doing today.
I received a letter from a woman named Prichelle. She and her sister, Sandra, are desperate to find some help for their friend, Bonnie.
When I first became friends with Bonnie, we went out a lot. We'd go to her boyfriend's house for barbecues and went to social clubs. We had a ball. When Bonnie's mother passed away, it was the worst depression I'd ever seen.
We just assumed that she was going through a period in her life of grief.
Finally, one day she just told me, she said, Prichelle, I'm not the woman that I used to be.
Bonnie last stepped onto a scale 5 years ago. She weighed 550 pounds. Bonnie says she hasn't left her house in 7 years. And for the past 5 years, she has been stuck in her bed, unable to even stand up to take care of her basic needs. Everything from eating, sleeping, washing, and using the bathroom takes place on her bed.
Her and her mother was very, very close. It was more than just a mother and daughter relationship. They did everything together.
When Bonnie's mother, Ella, passed away, a part of Bonnie died with her. She fell into a dark emotional place.
She wouldn't go anywhere. She wouldn't do anything. Not whatsoever.
I think that might have been the turning point as far as her weight actually getting out of control.
Then more trauma. On her last journey out of her house, Bonnie slipped and fell in her driveway, her body wedged between the van and her fence. Her daughter, Jamisha, couldn't lift her, so paramedics were called to the scene. Embarrassed and ashamed, Bonnie went into her house and never came out.
Bonnie has a lot of pride. And because she has so much pride, she didn't want me to see her in that state.
Behind the walls of her house, Bonnie hides from her family, friends, and neighbors. She relies mostly on her only daughter, Jamisha, for survival.
I have a 2-year-old son, and it's been hard. My mom wants me to be in the house with her all the time, get her food. She wants me to clean her up when she uses the restroom. Sometimes I feel like I'm trapped in the house.
This is a very sad situation. Bonnie is literally dying in this bed.
I don't want to slip any further from where she is. I honestly believe if she does, that she won't be here with us. I believe she will die.
The first step in Bonnie's healing is to get her up out of that bed and to a hospital. Miss Bonnie is physically and emotionally stuck, and I doubt if she is emotionally prepared to do what it takes to move.
So, because Miss Bonnie is stuck in her bedroom, there's a process that we have to go through in order to get into the house. So I'm calling Miss Bonnie now.
Hello?
Good morning, Miss Bonnie.
Good morning.
It's Iyanla.
Hey.
Hey, so I'm coming to get the key, okay?
Okay, come on around. I'll give it to you.
All righty.
Are you there?
Which one is it, Miss Bonnie?
The pink.
The pink one?
The pink key.
Okay. I'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
So I have to use the key to let myself in because Miss Bonnie can't come to the door. Miss Bonnie.
Missy Yanla.
Hi, Miss Bonnie.
Hello. How are you?
Let me give you your keys.
Thank you
so much. And
then
let me give you a big old hug. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. What are you thanking me for?
For the hug. For the
thank
hug.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Miss Bonnie.
I welcome you.
Yeah?
Yes.
I know this is a lot, yeah?
Yes.
So tell me, why am I here, Miss Bonnie?
I need some help with me. A lot of things is going on. I held inside. I don't know what's hindering me, what has me to hold these things that prevents me from living again.
Unable to live, unwilling to die.
Unwilling to die. I don't
but you're
want
not
to
living.
Die. I want to live.
So you've been in this bed for how many years, Miss Bonnie?
5-6 years in this bed.
In the bed?
In the bed.
So am I here because you're stuck in this room, or am I here because you're stuck in?
I'm stuck in this. I'm stuck in this room. I'm held hostage in all of this.
Let me tell you why I think I'm here. I'm here to interrupt the pattern and the process in your mind and in your heart that has weighed you down. What does your body weigh?
I have no idea. Well over 600 pounds.
Well over 600.
Yes.
Tell me, first of all, Miss Bonnie, tell me about your world here.
I've created a comfort zone for myself because I didn't want to share me. Expose me.
Expose right. Your secret, which was what?
My condition.
What is the condition?
This situation.
What is that situation? What do you call that?
My entrapment.
Okay, and what is the entrapment actually?
The weight.
Okay, and then tell me what you have here.
This is what I use. This is what my medicine. I have my lotion. I have hand sanitizer. I have my hygiene. And I have the Chucks. That's for me. I have to do what I do on a bed.
What do you mean you have to do what you do?
I pee, I poop, I eat, I visit, everything that happens for me.
All of your bodily functions take place right here.
Everything.
Okay. Yeah. Bring me to the day, the first day you got in this bed right here and chose not to get out of it.
At that time, I would sit at the end of the bed, at the foot of the bed, and I slipped on the carpet. I was getting up to go to the bathroom. And of course, when I fell, bodily fluids went everywhere. And I guess I made up my mind then, unconsciously, that was the end of that for me.
The end of what?
Trying to get up.
Okay.
Because
I'm no longer going to try to get up because?
Because I'm going to fall. After falling, it's going to be a bigger problem. So then in my mind, I start figuring out ways to do it in here. Before I got to this, I would have a container or something to do what I needed to do.
And then you got in the bed.
I got in the bed.
And made the decision that is never going to happen to me again. And then you began to accommodate your limitation. Do you get that?
Yes.
So you used the container.
I used the container.
So you had to call somebody and say, dump this for me?
Yes.
And who was the someone?
Jamisha Wood.
Mm-hmm. Your daughter.
My daughter Wood. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you eat?
Well, they cook or I'll order some food. Somebody will go and get it for me.
You enlisted other people to enable you.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'll be right back, Miss Bonnie. Okay.
I had to step outside and have an emergency conversation with my team.
All of the pain is locked into her body.
It's clear to me that Miss Bonnie is in a life or death situation. We need to get her out of her bed and into a hospital. Someone will have to cut a hole in the wall to get Bonnie out. But we have a lot of work to do before anything else happens.
Had to get a little fresh air here.
Okay.
So let me do. Can I touch you, Miss Bonnie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just want to touch you.
Yes, ma'am.
Because see, it's all locked up in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want you to say this. By depending on other people.
By depending on other people.
I feel
loved. Mm-hmm. I feel nurtured.
Okay. By depending on other people.
By depending on other people.
I get to feel
guilty, ashamed, stupid.
Why would you want to feel guilty, ashamed, stupid?
I don't.
You do. You do. Because you've been sitting in this bed for 5 years.
Ignoring it.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Miss Bonnie. The first crutch you leaned on in your life?
My mother.
Your mother.
Yeah. Up until March 1st, 2004.
And what happened March 1st, 2004?
She died.
And then what happened to you?
A part of me died. Yeah. A part of me died.
Your mom died in 2004.
Yeah, my dad in 07.
I heard you say that your mom was your crutch.
Yes.
Leaning on her, you didn't have to do anything.
No.
Nor did you have to be responsible.
No. I was taught that I couldn't rely and depend on myself.
Yeah.
Mama, we are all we have. Mm-hmm. It's us, it's me and you. She told me, it's me and you.
Now she's gone, how are you gonna stand up?
You
don't have to. Your crutch is gone, now you don't have to stand up. Look at you. Is it possible, Miss Bonnie, that without your crutch, you were afraid to stand up? You fell down.
Yes.
Couldn't stand up. Miss Bonnie, just close your eyes for a moment. Being alive without my mother.
Being alive without my mother.
I feel.
How can I go on?
Yeah.
What will I do?
Yeah.
And I want to be independent on myself.
Yeah.
I want to let all of that go. Mm-hmm. Let it go. She's gone. She's not here. She's
and neither is here. Your dad. Go ahead. Let it up. Let that up. Let it up. Don't rush it. Let it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let it up. Let it up, Miss Bonnie. See, it doesn't...
She left me.
Yeah. 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 She left you, and then he left you. And then you got in this bed. Do you get that, Miss Bonnie? Mommy left you. You got fat.
Fatter.
Daddy left you. You laid down. You were never taught
and then
to believe.
I put that dependence on my daughter.
Yeah.
I put it on her.
Yeah.
I put it on her.
Yeah. Let it up. Don't rush it. Tell me what you're thinking and feeling right now.
I'm realizing that I do depend on a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I depend on them. And I rely on it. And if it doesn't happen, I get angry.
Yeah. Because. Yeah. You get mad at people when they don't support you in your bad behavior.
And not so much the people. I'd be mad as hell at my daughter.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Jamisha is a single mother now, raising her 2-year-old son Marcus on her own because his father was killed last year. The relationship between Bonnie and Jamisha has become toxic, raging, resentful, and downright disrespectful.
When we argue, we get deep down and dirty. I've called her a bitch.
I've called her a bitch before, but in reaction to her saying it to me first.
There's a pattern going on in this family. Bonnie's mother kept her stuck by enabling her to be dependent. Now, Bonnie is keeping Jamisha stuck by relying on her to feed and wash her, address her private needs, and to basically sacrifice her own life.
How do you feel about yourself?
I'm upset. I haven't spent none of my adult years with my mom. The fact that I have a 2-year-old son in my mom's situation, and my son is now seeing these things, like for when I help her clean up and stuff, it's embarrassing to her. For example, like if I have, you know, friends are over or whatever, like I don't like to explain to people what's actually going on.
I just find it interesting that you say embarrassed as opposed to sad.
I am very sad because my mom has been in the house for over 5 years. I'm sad because my mom hasn't got to experience a lot of things that I've been going through.
I'm sad because my mama wasn't there for me when I had my baby.
Yeah.
It's okay. And you're never gonna have your first baby again. I'm sad because my mama wasn't there when I lost my love. She can't even help you grieve. Yeah. I got you. Come on. It's okay.
I don't wanna cry.
But that's okay. You need to cry because your mother comes from a history of shutting her feelings down. And that's why she looks the way she looks today. You need to cry. You need to weep. You need to throw yourself on the floor and just cry till you puke. I want you to think about some of the things that you really need your mother to know and understand. And what has hurt you? And what has made you sad? And what has made you angry? And what you want from her? And what you are no longer willing to do.
Yeah. This is a sad and critical situation. Bonnie could lose her life in the very bed she lives in now.
Yes, I'm worried that my mom is going to die in the room if she doesn't do something about it.
Since Bonnie is totally confined to her bed, her daughter Jamisha is forced to do everything for her mother. She feeds and bathes her and even has to clean her up after she goes to the bathroom on the bed. Despite all that she does, Bonnie's friends say that Jamisha is disrespectful, condescending, and often ignores her mother.
She has not been supportive. She's not been the daughter that I thought that she should be toward her mom.
No matter what the circumstances are, it's still your mother.
Before we even try to get Bonnie out of the bed, she's got to repair the relationship with Jamisha. Bonnie will need her daughter now more than ever.
So first thing, let me say, this is a truth zone.
Okay.
Tell me about him.
That was my boyfriend and my son's dad. He was killed last year, March.
And how many children do you have?
One.
You may have one child, but do you have responsibilities for two?
Yes, in a way.
Yeah. And how would that be?
My mom. Yeah.
So in the midst of you grieving the loss of your love, have you some ways been grieving the loss of your mom? Tell me about that.
Yeah. I've been grieving the loss of my mom because she's been gone for over 5 years.
I try hard to talk to Jamisha. She doesn't open up to me, and I...
Why would she?
Why wouldn't she?
Because in her mind, you're dead. Other. You're gone.
I'm not gone to her.
Excuse me? I think you need to listen.
Okay.
Tell her.
She's been out of my life over 5 years.
Yeah.
You haven't experienced nothing with me since I've been an adult.
In the physical. But I've been...
Miss Bonnie.
It's not the same thing. You don't know how that hurt me to have my baby and you not be there. You wasn't there.
For his funeral. She had to go to his funeral without her mother. Are we clear?
You feel that I'm being mean to you, but I'm not. I'm just angry and I don't like it.
Tell her I'm angry because...
I'm angry because I want my mom back. I'm angry because I feel like you gave up. I'm angry because I don't want to help you
Wipe your butt. I just want you to be able to do it yourself again. And I know that the more that I pamper you and baby you, that you're going to accept it and you're going to be okay with it. And that's not right.
I understand.
No, you don't.
I do understand.
No, you don't. But you can't expect her not to talk back and to do everything you say when she's feeding you and wiping your butt. There are more people than just Jamisha that Miss Bonnie has hustled into keeping her stuck. The village. I'm gonna have a conversation with them next.
While my team is finalizing the plan to get Bonnie out of the house and to a hospital, I'm meeting with Bonnie's friends and family and Jamisha at a local health food restaurant. I suspect some of them have unknowingly played a role in keeping Bonnie in bed.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Great, how are you?
Good. Now, who do I have at the table?
You have Prichelle.
Prichelle, you are who to Miss Bonnie?
Her sister friend.
Her sister friend. And you are?
I'm Sandra.
Okay.
And I'm Bonnie's friend and Prichelle's sister.
Okay, y'all are sisters. And you are?
LaJoy, I'm her niece.
Her niece?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank y'all for coming. I wanted to have this meeting with you because I consider you Miss Bonnie's village. I have something on the menu that I want to serve each of you. Uh-huh.
All righty then.
Okay, so if you turn it over, you'll have your meal.
Okay. Okay.
Let me ask you a question. What are you saying to yourself that would allow you to give a 500-pound woman a piece of fried chicken? Because you've done it, haven't you?
Maybe not fried chicken, but I...
But what?
Whatever she wants.
One of the things that an enabler will do is not speak what they know, speak what they see, speak what they think and feel. An enabler won't do that. Why? Why won't an enabler do that? Why didn't you do it?
I just didn't want to hurt the person that I love so much.
When you love somebody, there's two things you have to do. You got to be willing to piss them off, and you got to have a strong no. No, I will not participate in that with you. She has enrolled all of you in her self-inflicted suicide. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
So this village has to be re-educated.
That's true.
You have to stop helping her and learn to support her. I want you to tell me about the day your mom got into bed and didn't get up.
I saw that she was kind of on the verge of giving up at that point because it went from her needing help in the shower to her using the bathroom in the room. And I was young, so I was just like, I really don't have my mom no more.
Can you imagine the trauma in the heart of a young woman who looks around and one day her mama, her hero, her goddess, can't wash her own butt, and she has to do it?
Sure.
She also thinks she doesn't do enough, right?
Yes.
19 years old, when she's supposed to go off to college and explore the world, she got to be washing her mother's butt. Really? You don't think she does enough?
It's a lot.
My hat's off to you.
I'm always willing to support Misha. I just want her to respect.
She can't respect that woman who is so less than she knows her mother to be. That's not her mother in there. Can you hear
me? I didn't think about it that way.
My prayer is for Miss Bonnie is that she wants it more than she's afraid of it.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
For almost a decade, Bonnie says she's been confined to the walls of her house, stuck in a 600-pound body and unable to leave her bed. Her life and future are in jeopardy. A construction crew is coming to cut a hole through Bonnie's bedroom wall. The paramedics can then get Bonnie onto a gurney, into an ambulance, and to the hospital.
They're gonna come get you tomorrow, Miss Bonnie.
Okay.
They have to cut the wall.
To get me out.
To get you out. How does that make you feel?
It saddens me that it has to be done that way and that I can't walk out because I walked in. I cannot walk out now.
Strange people are gonna come in your house tomorrow and you're gonna meet them and you're gonna thank them and you're gonna be okay with the fact that you had to have strangers
to take me out.
Cut a hole in your wall and get you out of here. I want you to have some feeling about that. When was the last time you saw your front yard? How long ago?
Years ago.
I want you to write a letter, a goodbye letter, to the woman you're leaving in this bed. Because this woman that's been sitting in this bed, she really been in control for so long. But the woman that you're going to leave in this room, she can't control nothing because she couldn't control her fork or her feelings.
For the past 7 years, Jamisha has become Bonnie's only means of survival. But before we attempt to get Bonnie out of her room tomorrow, I have a special request for Jamisha.
Tomorrow's a huge day for your mom. Huge. You know that, right? So I got you some things in here. Mm. I got her a new dress.
Okay.
So I want you tomorrow morning to help her get prettied up. I mean, how does she want to look when she meets the world for the first time in 7 years? Well, it's day two, and I'm here to get Miss Bonnie ready for her first steps toward freedom, her first step toward being unstuck. Now, the thing that I really want Miss Bonnie to understand today is that you can want it, you can think you want it, you can even believe you want it, but if you don't do the work, you'll stay stuck. I want to see how much work she's willing to do today. How you doing this morning?
Fine, you.
Did you fix her up pretty?
Go see. You ready?
Miss Bonnie!
Good morning.
I've come to see your beautifulness.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. Who is this woman?
A new Bonnie Denise
Simon. Are you
Simon.
Serious?
Yes.
So let me tell you about today. Today is huge. Mm-hmm. We're going to get you out of here, Miss Bonnie.
Okay.
I told you yesterday they're going to have to cut this wall. Okay. It's okay. So we got to get all of this out. The villagers are going to come. And we're going to have to do it. The ambulance is going to take you over to USC mm-hmm. Hospital, mm-hmm. where you're going to be admitted.
Okay.
And you'll be there to do your basic medical stuff, your diagnostic stuff, and hopefully get you walking.
Okay.
So that you can go into the rehab center to learn again the habits that you have to have in order to live. All right, we need boxes, we need bags.
We're here to help.
Yay!
What do you want us?
Well, go see Miss Bonnie first. I'm so grateful for the power of the village and the community of women that love us through our good times and our bad times.
Everything's gonna be okay now, buddy.
We arrived.
Look what we found.
Hey, Susie, Q.
Give me the box. Unfortunately, when we get stuck, we shut our door, we shut our heart to love, and we don't let the love in. And nothing will get you unstuck quicker than people loving on you in your worst moments, at your worst behavior. Yeah. Love will get you through the hard times.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Love will get you through the hard times.
Yeah.
This is your village, and they love you.
I haven't seen her in years.
Because you shut love out. You closed your heart.
I'm sorry.
This your village.
Yep.
No, not I'm sorry. You are not sorry. What's your language? Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Girl, be forgiven for everything.
It's okay. So that's why we're here with the boxes.
Hey, yeah, that's right.
We're here to help, girl.
We're here to help you.
We have whatever you need.
Somebody loving on you can just give you the energy you need to move forward, and that's what's happening today for Miss Bonnie. And I think her heart is opening.
Miss Bonnie.
Yes.
How you doing in there?
I'm good. I'm
all
good,
right.
Thank you.
They're cutting you a clear path to freedom, Miss Bonnie.
Thank you.
Cutting you out of the prison that you built. In here. This is your letter. Let me take a little peeky here. On this day, I release Bonnie Denise Simon from this prison you held me in. You allowed me to sabotage myself, stealing my dignity, taking my joy.
I have to go.
You no longer have control over my life. Well, here's to you. Farewell. I no longer need your crutch to rely on. I will not die. I will not die. You got a clear path to freedom. Yeah? Well done. Job over. They're ready to come get you.
Okay.
So we're going to give you a clear path to freedom, right? Come on. Okay.
Sweetheart, do you think you'll be able to scooch on over here?
Yeah.
Yes, she is. She gonna scooch. Okay. All right, come on, Mr. Misha, right here. You do it. You do the work. Mm-hmm. Do the work.
Can you get my hands?
Do the work.
You want to ground the diner?
Go
right
ahead.
Got it.
There you go.
Oh,
come
Jesus.
On. No, no. You keep rolling.
You got
hard work ahead. Oh, you got it. You got it.
It's not gonna fall.
You go. Come on.
It's not gonna fall.
You can do this. You can do this. There you go. Come on, do the work. Do the work. Yes. Come on, you got it. You got it. Yeah. Come on. Keep on coming. Come on, you got it. Almost there. A little more. Lift your head up. I want you to see where you are on your own steam.
Okay.
Open your eyes and look where you are now. She's good, Miss Jamisha. Look, she got off the bed. Come on. Okay, so come on. Tell me what you need to do. That's it. Go ahead. Open your eyes. You got to see where you're going. Look at your baby. Yeah. You see the work you have ahead of you, Miss Bonnie?
Yes, ma'am.
That ain't a head thing. You got to put all your heart, all your faith, and you got to know you can do it, Miss Bonnie.
Yes, ma'am.
She did it, Miss Jamisha.
I'm tired and hot, but I'm good.
You tired and hot now?
Yes, oh, ma'am. Good.
Don't give up on me.
I won't.
It ain't gonna be easy.
The fun-loving Bonnie that everyone knew died 7 years ago when she locked herself in and shut the world out. When word got out that we had come to give Bonnie a second chance at life, neighbors, friends, and family came together to support her.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay. I got it.
I need a glass of milk.
Keep your eyes open, Miss Bonnie. You got to see where you're going.
All right, click.
I got it.
Wait 1 second. Wait 1 second. Wait 1 second. Miss Bonnie, I want you to see the living room, the dining room. Remember this?
Yes, I do.
Miss Bonnie, you getting ready to go outside.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Come on.
Jennifer! Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
my
Jesus.
Freedom.
Jump right here,
yes.
Freedom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Okay, we're
bring
good.
Her right here. Come on,
yeah,
Mr.
we're good.
Right here.
Thank
you. You feel the sun, Miss Bonnie? Miss Bonnie, open your eyes. Open your eyes. Look where you are. Look at your yard, Miss Bonnie. Look at your audience, Miss Bonnie.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry.
No, sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She said thank you, everybody. She said thank you. Look, Miss Bonnie, look at your grandbaby. You've never been outside with your grandbaby. Come on.
I told you I was gonna take you outside. But the granny's baby. I love you, Marcus.
Okay.
Okay, you ready, Miss Bonnie?
Yes.
Step one.
Step one.
Done. Give me some.
Yeah. There you go, sweetheart.
Hey, Jen, Jen! Oh, come here. Can I see my baby? He ain't never. He's me outside. Wait a minute, please. Hey. Hey, my dude, the bug. Oh, bug.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
All your neighbors. All right, we got to get her in the ambulance, y'all. She'll be back.
When you get back, sweetie.
Okay. All right, guys, we're going to clear the sidewalk, okay? Right. We're going to come down the driveway.
All right.
Bonnie! 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 Bonnie!
Miss Bonnie is handled.
Wait.
Surrender.
Ready? One, two, three.
Surrender, Miss Bonnie. Surrender. I'm right here.
Love you too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It broke my heart, you know, because she's been struggling with this for so long.
For her to be bedbound for all those years, I mean, it can only be God to do something so powerful.
The paramedics are taking Bonnie to USC Hospital for her basic medical workup. Dr. Nishi from the Kalili Center has been instrumental in advising Bonnie's medical needs. From the hospital, Bonnie will go to a rehab facility to lose weight and learn how to stand on her own and walk again.
Miss Bonnie, what do you think when you see all of these people?
I feel loved.
And all the time you stayed locked up in
there. Sequestered from them.
The neighbors, Miss Bonnie, from every end of this block.
And they would come to my door or my window.
And you wouldn't let them in because?
I was ashamed. I didn't want them to know what
I did. When you look down this block now, Miss Bonnie, what are you leaving behind?
Plenty of support, love, understanding. They know.
And the life that you lived in that house, what part of that are you leaving behind?
The bondage.
Yeah.
I'm free from that.
Okay, ladies, we're going to be pulling in about a minute.
But you know what, Miss Bonnie? Nobody put you on that bed. Yeah. You did that.
All right, guys. How's the drive, sweetie?
All right.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Not too bad?
It's cool.
Miss Jamisha, you got her from here on. I love you, Miss Bonnie.
Thank you. I love you, beloved. Oh, there we go.
I'm going to sit right here. Okay.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.